Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 7th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. AI startups are not immune at the changing market conditions triggered by the crisis, as highlighted in a Wall Street Journal article published today. The journal specifically mentions Boston-based DataRobot, which developed an automated machine learning platform for predictive models. According to reports, DataRobot laid off a number of employees, it did not specify how many, at the end of March at its office worldwide, despite rapid growth and a hefty amount of venture capital funding in recent years. Just as Zoom has come under scrutiny for security lapses in its video conferencing platform of late, other collaboration platforms, such as Slack, could be at risk as more companies move to remote work in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Last month, security researcher Evan Custodio found a critical HTTP request smuggling bug in Slack that could enable an attacker to take over accounts and steal data. Slack issued a patch after being informed about the bug by the researcher. Also in March, Cisco patched two high-severity bugs in its Webex video conferencing platform that could have enabled an attacker to execute code on vulnerable systems. Also, collaboration apps like Slack and Microsoft Teams with messaging tools are vulnerable to phishing attacks that could deliver malicious documents or links to users. Google researchers are using imitation learning to teach autonomous robots how to pace, spin, and move in more agile ways. Using a dataset of motion capture data recorded from various sensors attached to a dog, the researchers taught a quadruped robot named Lacago several different movements that are hard to achieve through traditional hand-coded robotic controls. Several Tesla engineers showcase a prototype ventilator built from multiple vehicle parts. In a YouTube video, the team briefly explains how it's using car parts that are available in volume, including a Model 3 infotainment system, which has been repurposed to control the whole system. It's unclear how long it could take Tesla to mass-produce ventilators. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.